Oftentimes, there's swings in the body of Christ and moving in one direction. And even in this walk, there's understandings that are given by my spirit that'll move you in closer. My body will gravitate towards that based upon the teacher and the soundness of the human teacher that they're listening to concerning the doctrine of my word. But I must, for this thing to be birthed and your lives to line up with truth, continue to bring you back to the truth of praying the mysteries, saith the Spirit of grace. Past the entrance into your born-again experience, there's nothing greater that I can give you to teach you and to guide you into all truth, saith the Spirit of the Lord. But I'll take His word, one would say, for heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, another one would say. But I say unto you, without the teacher, none of this will avail anything for you. For look at my body at large. They're led astray into all kinds of unsound doctrine as a result of having only the word without the teacher. But I say unto you, I have even a greater desire. Past the entrance, I continue by my spirit to remind you the necessity to bring this into your homes and continually preach with loving kindness and by example to your children the necessity to pray the mysteries and to pray in other tongues, saith the Spirit of grace. Once again, I stand before you on this Sunday morning and bring you back and desire to bring the pendulum back to the understanding of my people. Do not gravitate away from this necessity. It'll save your lives. It'll save your marriages. It'll save your children from impending mistakes in their lives and things that will destroy them, saith the Spirit of grace. Go ahead and move forward with other avenues of moving into me and doctrines of truth. But if you gravitate away from this, all those things will eventually come to nothing. I say unto you, speak the mysteries. Speak the mysteries. Pray continually in the Holy Ghost. For many of you have lost the importance of teaching each other and saying to each other how important this is to pray the mysteries and pray in other tongues. This is not a small thing to me, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is not a little thing. This is not a byproduct. This is not a byproduct of your Christian walk. It is your Christian walk, walking into me. I gave no other one to guide you. And I have this only to guide you as He prays the mysteries and guides you into all truth. And that truth is not just the mysteries concerning my word, but I desire to guide you and navigate your life into the direction that I want you to go, says the Spirit of the Lord. You cannot pray too much in this language. You cannot exhaust it, says the Spirit of the Lord. I say unto you, say unto your children, and say unto your fellow believers, and say unto your spouses, that we ought to often pray and continue to lift up our voices, speaking in other tongues, says the Spirit of the Lord. My son had no power outside of the power to walk in righteousness, no power to heal the sick or cast out devils or to heal the blind until I baptized him and filled him with my Holy Spirit. Now I say unto you, as he was, so are you now in this earth, in this planet. So walk in this truth. Speak the mysteries. Those of you that have not yet been filled, seek the baptism like hidden treasure, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not seek another mystery past the necessity of the baptism, says the Spirit of the Lord. Any yeah buts, yes but, is a contradiction to the truth that I'm telling you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I brought this as a foundation, as a catalyst into revival. And I mean for this pendulum to stay in a place where the mysteries are prayed, and the mysteries to pray, to be prayed, are taught continually among you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I cannot put an over importance to the necessity for you to continually gravitate in the Spirit and pray the mysteries continually, says the Spirit of the Lord.